Available in all regions where PayPal operates.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Studio, Oakland, Arkansas's only casino resort.
What's up, Outlaw?
Tommy Smith.
What's up, dude?
Good morning from the office of your favorite president to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Yeah!
Yes.
And they won't let up a boy down.
All right, you proud group of 609ers, you know what to do. It's time to move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that Congo now. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
Get the phone for me, Christian.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Double R.
It's probably an epidural pen.
Probably not the right word to say it. I don't know.
Hey, Minnie.
All
right, Frank.
Blow this for us, Gene.
Okay.
Hello, Buzz listeners.
Hey, Frank.
Hello, Buzz listeners.
Hi, Zipper.
Here we go.
Los Angeles.
She's a pro. She's a pro.
Who's this?
I'm going to do it.
No, it's you, Tommy. Stop. Ba-ba-da. Ba-ba-da. In. Is that a little low to you or is it me? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, what up, Bob?
Oh, hey, there's our man. He's on the bus today.
That's right.
We're working on a T-bone steak. I kind of over to the Golden State.
On the run of Danny Summers that Mr. Ahmed Farley is here to see
Axel Farley. Axel.
Ahmed, Ahwell, Axel. Farley is here to see her. He's out.
There we go. One more time.
Los Angeles.
Way to go, Dee Dee. Way to go.
And the whole stack What do you have to say about her performance?
Oh, my goodness me!
I agree. I agree. In a Give a cheer.
Soft rock.
Good morning, everybody. That's what we love to start the show with, is a Razorback fight song, because the Razorbacks took care of business yesterday on the big stage of the SEC tournament. Over in Kentucky, they beat Mississippi State 3-0 and advanced to today's round, second round, and they will play Alabama at 1 o'clock. So thank you, Roger, for the wonderful start to today's show.
It's a
beautiful morning out there today, 50 degrees when we walked out the door. Actually, it's 3 degrees colder than it was yesterday. But it feels warmer.
It feels warmer,
yeah.
The wind's not here, the cold rain. Let me ask you this, because we're used to it, or is it just not happened yet? All the pollen that we're used to getting, is that done?
I think so. I think we're past pollen.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen anything like it normally, like past.
It was there. You were not paying attention.
Was it bad?
You were distracted.
Was I distracted? I go out to my... My car's just surrounded by bushes and flowers.
But you have a God bubble over the place.
Thank you for that, dear Lord. I appreciate you. Come Jesus
now. I'm glad we've moved past that.
But I didn't know we had, but okay.
That's the voice of Roger Scott. I'm David Basil. Back in the studio is Christian Weaver. Good morning, Christian. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're doing good. We're over at Ava Bella. Dee's with us. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, guys.
Always good to be with you. We see you. How many times a year do we see you?
Three
times.
I'm your seasonal.
Christmas, Mother's Day, and Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And so we will, obviously, I've already put up a Facebook Live. And I already had some people saying they love Ava Bella. Everybody loves you. You've been here, how many years, what did we say?
22 in August.
I said 18. I forget. The show's been around 22 years.
That's
where we always measure it. And so that's pretty amazing to be in the same location 22 years.
It's pretty incredible. Yeah. It's funny. We talk to my husband a lot. He's like, you're the CEO. I'm like, I think I'm the only CEO that is still cleaning toilets, though.
There you go.
That's the
ultimate CEO. Yeah. That's right. Well, we'll obviously talk about a lot of the specials to take care of mom for this weekend. I think the weather's supposed to be nice this weekend, right? I think so.
It should gradually get warmer in the next few days.
Did we hear from Joe?
I never heard from Joe.
So we don't know if Joe was stopping by or calling. But
he wasn't on the zone yesterday. I think he may be out of town.
He was up with Trey playing golf up in Branson. And that looks like a Disney golf Trey Schaff, I'm sorry.
They get a free golf game.
Hobnobbing.
Are you sure they're not just up there having to go through that timeshare meeting?
I don't know. They might be. Linda Bale will be coming back.
Yeah.
She has nothing else to do but sleep till 8 o'clock, so she's not going to be here till probably about 8:30.
Come
by and hang out.
Look at her face.
We got to play a little fact of crap today. Today's the National Day of Prayer, which we all need that. We all need prayer, all of us.
Don't push back here, bro.
Today's also National Tourism Day. Are you getting ready for what's your plans for the summer or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's out there. Also going to do, I saw a couple of our list of best mom songs. Always this time of year, we're talking about best moms on TV, best movie moms, and music. Not a ton of mom songs. Well, you mentioned Mama Tried by Merle Haggard and others.
Mama, I'm coming home.
That may be the best. That may be the best.
But you know what? And I never even think about so there's country, there's rock. What else do we have?
Tupac has a mom song.
Oh, that's right. He does.
Dear Mama.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dear Mama. Yeah, look at
guess who's bringing up Tupac? You know why? Because they used to run the streets of L.A. together.
Wow. No, Oakland.
Excuse me.
Off to a great start on Morning Mayhem this morning. I'll text the guys and let them know that we lost them this early. Hopefully they can reconnect that fast. Let me call them real quick. So they will see. I see them chattering away at the moment. Oh, he sees my phone call. He sees my phone call. He sees it. walking you through it. You guys disconnected. We're live on the air right now, by the way. Yep. We're working through the problem right here. We're doing it. Too early to take a break. No. It was maybe like a minute ago. We had just finished talking about mother songs. Yeah, we had done that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you did that? Okay.
We did that.
And we've got the skin contest that we're going to be doing as well. I'm a little concerned about that. It's just acting up. I'm a little concerned about that. We're talking about the Razorbacks, whether Joe Klein's going to be coming down. Melinda Mayo's going to be here. He called me on his phone.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
That's probably terrible radio, right, but it's what we got right now.
Well, it's all there is, brother.
Riveting radio right now. That's reconnecting.
Yeah. Well, Christian, tell me about your day while I'm trying to hook this up and talk to you. But why don't you talk? Why don't you call him up? Very good.
Baz is calling.
Yeah, he's calling right now. Absolutely. It's timing out on me. I'm sorry about this, folks. It's just terrible. Now I know I'm going to get a massage later today. I'm kidding, dude. That's just for radio. Think that out in post. Yeah, this is not acting right. And this is the new system. All right, putting you on, Baz.
Okay. There we go, Baz. You're on.
All right. Hey, there you go. Sorry for that. But right off the bat, Dee, I hope that's not a bad sign for the mothers here in Central Arkansas. We're going to believe it's not. Anyway, as I was saying, what did I drop off at, Christian? Do you remember what we were talking about?
We had just talked about mother songs, moms in movies, TVs.
So you didn't even get to hear where we were talking about the Razorbacks will play again at 1 o'clock today versus Alabama. Did you hear when I was talking about what side of the bracket we're on?
No, we did not get that. I don't think.
Yeah, so I was saying for those who follow softball, follow the Razorbacks, we're on the good side of the bracket where if we beat Alabama today, we'll play the winner of Auburn, Florida, Texas. Obviously, who we won the series at Austin last week, the reigning national champions. They're on the other side of the bracket with Oklahoma. So they obviously seeded this thing to where there's a good chance that if we take care of business, Alabama won't be easy today. If we take care of business, we'll end up, you know, playing Auburn in Florida. And if you win that, you'll end up playing either Texas or Oklahoma in the championship. The championship is Saturday at 4. So that's obviously we got that going on. The other big news, Christian, was golf. The Razorbacks earned their first number one seed for the NCAA regionals in golf. You know, when we talked to John Daly yesterday, we didn't know this, so we'd have brought it up. And so they've been going to the NCAAs for quite some time, but this is the first time, Christian, that I have a number one seed, and that's cool in itself. But then three other Arkansas golf teams are going to the NCAA playoffs: UALR, mm-hmm. Arkansas State, and UAPV. I don't know if we've ever done that before, where you got four of our golf programs going to the NCAA.
I don't think so. I feel like UAOR has been there before, or maybe Arkansas
Tech
or something.
Have. UAMR has been there before, and a matter of fact, I was looking. They're the eighth seed, and you know Arkansas number one seed. UAMR is an eighth seed. The Red Wolves, they're in Arizona. They're an eighth seed, and UAPB. How about them? I was thinking maybe they had done it before. Their golf team is pretty darn good, but yeah, they're in the Texas regional, and I don't see where they're seated. But yeah, four in-state schools that are going to NCAA in golf. So golf is strong. Christian in Arkansas.
The golf is strong in Arkansas.
The golf is strong, exactly right. So we'll talk about that. Razorbacks don't play Oklahoma until Friday, 6 p.m., so we'll talk a little bit about that. Last night in the NBA, Knicks beat the Lakers 108-102. I didn't see any of that when I just saw the snoozer between San Antonio and Minnesota. They just beat the brakes off of them.
Sixers. I think you said Lakers. Could be a phone mishap, but
yeah, I think it must be a phone thing. Yeah, I said Knicks and 76ers. It may be my phone. You're right. Yeah, well, at least that was a close game. You know?
Yeah, that was. Sixers led for a lot of it. First game wasn't close at all. Second game much closer, much more competitive. Second game of Spurs-Wolves was not close at all, and it was very early when you texted me in our group chat and said, wow, watching Wimby is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but I don't think this game's going to be very fun at all. And I think at that point the Spurs were only up by like 8 or 10, but it snowballed, and it was terrible. Awful game. I turned it off at half.
Yeah, you got your team playing again tonight, Oklahoma City versus L.A., and Oklahoma City's obviously up 1-0. So you got that going on. You got hockey going on. But obviously the more important thing is Mother's Day, and that's why we're here at Ava Bella. We'll get Dee Dee on here in just a second while Roger continues to work on this thing.
If we can't reconnect, maybe we will take
a break. He's trying.
And I will have to go in the control room and reboot the things, you know?
Yeah. Roger's getting ready to try Ethernet. So tell you what, let's go ahead and take the break now. By the way, these are a couple of questions we're going to throw out. These are interesting questions, and Dee, you can be prepared. In addition to talking about Mother's Day playlist with music, I saw a debate yesterday. I saw it on that are men who play video games a turnoff to women? If you're a 40 plus year old adult guy. If you're playing games, and I'm not saying, and I don't think it's talking about playing with your kids. I'm thinking about just playing with other 40-year-olds, you know, or whatever. Is it a turnoff to women? So we've got a woman here, and Dee Dee will ask her opinion. Those of you out there listening, if you're married to a guy, don't listen. Don't get him mad at you. You don't have to comment, you know, or you don't have to say who you are. I'm just saying, is it a thing that irritates you or bothers you at all? So we'll find out. That was that's one of the questions we want to get to today. As we get ready for Mother's Day. Also, too, we got a really cool thing about the Pope. I don't know if you guys have heard about the Pope having to call his bank to get his personal information changed so he can start getting information. And you won't believe what happened. True story about the Pope Leo. So we'll go ahead and take the break, come back. We'll see if Raji Dodgy has fixed our he's gone MacGyver, see if he's fixed it. But if not, we'll get it done here in the next few minutes. We're glad you're with us. Beautiful day here at Ava Bella. 6:23 here on Morning Mayhem. Don't go away.
Arkansas's best Chevy dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We can expect a mostly sunny sky today, a beautiful day, no rain in our forecast. It will warm up a little bit, up to 70 today. Tonight, clouds come back, but still cool, mostly cloudy, a low of 52. Hey, becomes mostly sunny for Friday and we'll warm up to 78. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
It's another Justin Acri free zone on Thursday. Trey Reed enjoyed himself so much on Wednesday, he'll be back, and he'll be joined by Coach Kevin Kelly in studio. We'll talk to Dr. Lawrence O'Malley at UAMS about all the latest injuries going on across the sports landscape. We'll also talk to Zach Gillum at Oaklawn, get some odds on the NBA playoffs, maybe the NHL. Maybe even get a look at Arkansas versus Oklahoma in baseball this weekend. It'll be a full day on Thursday, so listen to The Zone, where sports and entertainment come
crashing
together.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. John M. Perkins grew up in Mississippi, a black man coming up under the Jim Crow rules. He was emotionally overwhelmed seeing his 4-year-old son smiling beatifically as he sang about Jesus' love for the children of the world, and he started accompanying him to church. It was a revelation to see blacks and whites worshiping together, and from that moment, Perkins worked to lift people out of poverty and share with them the Word of God. As he recently passed away at the age of 95, many the world over paused to acknowledge a life well lived. As a coffee nut, I absolutely love Double B's Coffee. A state-of-the-art, innovative process brings you a piping hot of Renoco goodness. You pick the bean, you pick the grind, and you pick what the finished product is. Double B's, where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Sayonara, adios, que sera sera. No matter how you say it, it all means goodbye to yet another annual Gravely Mowers Spring Tour. And what better place to close it out than HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service on Ferndale Cutoff Road in West Woodrock. Join Morning Mayhem live this Friday morning from HOCO Turf starting at 6.
Floyd Seafood on Keel Avenue in Sherwood has live Louisiana crawfish. Place your orders by 2 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's also has a store full of Cajun goodies. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 p.m. Thursday. Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics, with locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from hogsports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products, visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Listen for Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem, presented by Bradford Marine and ATV. Get up to a $3,000 discount on select new 2026 Sun Tracker Party Barges or Nitro Bass Boats. Bradford Marine and ATV with 7 statewide locations. BradfordMarine.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge.
On this Thursday, May 7th, we are on the road at Ava Bella Day Spa. I've been doing this for right at 22 years. As long as we've done the show, once I came back with Tommy, and then obviously Roger joined us a few years later, we've been coming over here to Ava Bella and taking care of the ladies, and guys too, but taking care of the ladies, especially on Valentine's Day and Mother's Day and Christmas and those kind of things. And so that's why we're here. Dee Dee, I think we're having some technical difficulties if you just tuned in. So we're going to do the phone bone for a little bit. And then if we have to raise a white flag, we'll go back to the studio. But Dee Dee, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, can you hear me?
Well, listen, we're going to try to do it. We're going to try doing this. Yeah, obviously, we haven't had a chance to get you on since we started the show. Thanks for having us back. Obviously, if you can, just go over, you know, sort of the details about the rest of the week, how folks can take advantage of getting deals here at Ava Bella.
Sure, absolutely. So I kind of like this. It's kind of old school. There's always something entertaining when you guys come. So this is just our little hurdle today.
True.
But that doesn't mean our specials aren't amazing and fantastic. I'm going to tell you all about them. So we have a Mama Time. You can get a 30-minute stress reliever massage and a 30-minute facial for $100. Now, let me tell you, flowers are going to be like over $100. This is giving her a whole hour away from home, the kids, from you, in case you want to go do something or play video games. I don't know. We'll figure out that later. But that's $100. For $25 more, you get a one-hour massage and a holiday facial. An hour massage normally is $98. So this is such a huge deal. And the reason we do this to make it so easy is for the guys to come in, because we all know the women just want to relax. We just need some time to ourselves. Another and our last special is the Mom and Me. That's 2 one-hour massages, 2 facials, and 2 sauna sessions. And that's $250. So it could be for your mom and daughter, your mom, your mother-in-law, you and your wife. It doesn't matter who comes. You could have separate rooms, whatever. But that's only $250 for a full spa day. AvaBellaDayspa.com is the easiest way to get them. You can just go online, click on the gift certificate, and then you can email it to the recipient. You can pick to go out on Sunday, or you can print it out, put it in a card, or you can come on by 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. We're right on by the Big Emmanuel Church. We're in that shopping center. We've been in the same location for 22 years. Come on by. We also have lotion, candles, and we have everything that every mom wants. I got you taken care of. You don't have to worry about it. Just get her the spa day, and then you'll just see how happy she is. Another great thing is let's say Sunday comes, right? Like you're like, oh, Sunday's here, and I didn't do anything, and I'm in the doghouse. Just go online. You can go to the bathroom. Just go online, click it, and then send it to her, and it'll be right in your inbox. So we've completely got you taken care of over here at Ava Bella Day Spa.
Thanks, Dee Dee. Appreciate that. All these specials are online, and we'll talk about it with the rest of the show, too, but just want to make sure and get you on now since we haven't had you. To just join the show, having some technical difficulties, we're going to try working through them here shortly. The other thing I hadn't mentioned, Christian, Golden Tempo, no Triple Crown possibility, not going to run next week in the Preakness. Which, to me, listen, I'm not a horse expert. I know Ron Moquette's listening now. He's already sending some mom songs. And I know there's a reason. It was a long shot to win the Kentucky Derby, 25-1 or whatever. And I know they felt like this is not a good fit. But it's almost like, to me, if you win one of the Triple Crown races, if you win the Kentucky Derby, you must have to run. I just think it's more interesting. It makes me want to pay attention. But if Golden Tempo's not running, I don't want to pay attention.
Well, I was down the hall in the production, or in the thing, and both the guys dropped. A bit of a cluster going on. I need them to call back. I don't know what's going on. Need them to call back. While I'll get in contact with them, here is Courtney Dyfel from last night.
Peyton, you were outstanding. And so was our defense. So was our defense. First, I'm going to say T-Swing was huge. It was huge because we've seen in that game that sometimes it doesn't go our way and they could get one. I didn't feel like they were going to off how you were pitching and how we were defending. So that one just let us kind of take a breath and say, we got this. We got this. And we are a really freaking good offense. We're a really freaking good team, right? We have to remember who we are and what makes us so good. And we have the ability to do damage on anything they throw, any count. It doesn't matter. This was a really big win, and it's a win that we get to learn from because we came up really big, and there's opportunities out there for us to be a little stronger and more competitive. Like, it's literally just digging in and finding a way to compete with that, whatever pitch is coming at you. Okay? Let's keep it simple, trust ourselves, and continue to lean into each other and make a run here. Proud of you guys. Claps up.
That's Courtney Dyfel from the game yesterday, post-game gathering, which I always enjoy doing. I don't know if you noticed, Christian, but she seems like she has much more calm. You know, every once in a while, she'll get excited. You know, we won the series or whatever, but, you know, against Texas, she was low-key, you know, when they won that series yesterday. Hey, this is what we're supposed to do. She has a different kind of swagger. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I definitely sense that with this group this year, and you know, I hope it makes a difference. You know, she's been knocking on the door. They've been knocking on the door now for the last 5 years. And so hopefully that will be the case. So that game is at 1 o'clock today. You can catch it on the SEC Network at 1. One of the things I mentioned, I think the call dropped on me, Christian. Did you hear me say anything about Golden Tempo and the Triple Crown?
I couldn't tell you. I was in Gary's office trying to tinker with some stuff. So I didn't hear I didn't hear most of this segment.
Yeah. Okay, so I have no idea. For those who just tuned in, we're having technical difficulties. We're here at Ava Bella out in West Little Rock. We all had a connection, including the point. They all went down at the same time, so we're not sure what the deal is. No, I'm just making the point that Golden Tempo is not going to be running in the Preakness. And I just said, as a novice horse watcher and horse racing viewer,
I just think it's almost to be mandatory. If you win the Kentucky Derby, you must run in the Preakness. I know they feel like the horse doesn't have a chance, and it's better suited maybe to run, you know, at the Belmont. I get that. But I think it takes away from viewership. I mean, I would pay attention more knowing that, you know, Golden Tipo was running. I don't know about you, but that was the news that came out yesterday.
I know it's not the same. I know it's not the same because it's not the same event, but it's almost like defending your crown a little bit. Like you just won.
I know.
And you need to go out there and defend your crown. But, I mean.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
They're an animal, and I don't know anything about horses. They know stuff about horses. Maybe the horse isn't healthy or whatever. I don't know.
Well, they don't think it has a chance at all. And because, of course, you know it was 25-1 for Kentucky
Derby. Didn't seem like it had much of a chance for the Kentucky Derby. Yeah.
No, that's exactly right. We'll check some messages here. We're at Ava Bellas. We heard Dee Dee on a minute ago. We'll get her back on a little bit talking about all the deals. The great thing is you don't have to come to Ava Bella. You can actually order online. I love some of the messages we have from our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Guys, all I can think about is the comment this week about Mr. Johnson loving live, raw, emotional radio was what we had with Justin Moore a couple days ago. And he said, and then right, of course, now a lot of busy signals. I love it. We're having real radio. Very frustrating. Sounds like Roger's on the other line. Do I hear Roger?
He is.
I'm here, buddy. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I can't tell if there's feedback or not. Again, this is what we used to call it. Tommy came up with the phone bone. Like the wishbone, the phone bone. We're all on phones trying to make this happen. And to make this happen, we usually have to stand apart from each other, Christian, and go in other rooms. So I don't know, is there echo, and does it sound fine to you, Christian, or is it
the sounds bad? Fine. I can't see Roger on the camera, so is he, like, across the room? Where is he?
Yeah, I'm
in another room.
Where are you, Roger?
I'm in massage room number one when you come through here. Yeah, so I came this way. Yeah, so it's good to know that the entire station is down. It's not just our show. But, you know, moving back to your, and I know we're going to have a little delay, so I'll be careful. Moving back to your horse race deal, they've done this a couple of years, it seems like, in the last where they held them out. If not for the second race, for the third race or whatever, to hold them out, I get it.
Yep.
Because I get it in the sense that they know more about what they're doing than I do. But to your point, no. As a guy who we have been supporters of Oaklawn, and they've supported us for all these years, and we know all about the track and everything that goes on, as a fan, I raise up my hands and I have the cussing emoji because I'm thinking, well, I want to see a Triple Crown try. That's what's going to keep me going. Yeah. I guess that doesn't make me a pure horse race fan. And I guess I don't know
how many I don't know if you guys know the answer. How many Triple Crown winners have there been?
Well, there've been two in the last 39 years.
Nine?
It was American Pharoah was
nine.
One. Nine, Roger says altogether. I know American Pharoah was the first in 36 years. I know that. And then there was one after that, Roger. It was one that was, 3 years later. I can't say. We don't like that horse. But,
Jumanji. I think it was Jumanji or something like that. But it started with a J. I want to say it started with a J.
Hey, guys, Rick is good over at the point, so maybe we should try to reconnect. I don't know if you want to
Roger, go come out of the massage room. Roger, put your clothes back on.
13 horses have won the American Triple Crown.
Okay,
got it.
Let me read a few more messages from our Middleton Eaton text line. This is from Brady and Conway. Wow. Are we back in that thing? I hear myself. Yeah.
Wow. Can you hear us? Check one, two.
Yeah, we're good. We were good. Did we just drop again? I heard them briefly. All right. We're going to send it to break. Hopefully we'll get this figured out.
Yeah.
FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort is now available in Arkansas. FanDuel is giving you better payouts on same-day parlays all NBA playoffs long. With more ways to build and more value every time you play, you can stack your picks your way for every game, every matchup, and every moment. From spreads to player points to threes and more, build it all into one same-game parlay and go for bigger payouts. So if you're betting same-game parlays this NBA postseason, bet them on FanDuel. More options, better payouts, all NBA playoffs long. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. Play your game. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements, fine gift baskets, and high-quality blooming plants. If you're looking for something to brighten your Mother's Day, Tipton & Hurst has you covered. Shop at locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, or enjoy the convenience of delivery right to mom's doorstep. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show your mother how truly special she is. Call 501-666-3333 or visit TiptonHurst.com today.
Are you ready to kickstart your summer fun? Then get to your local Bradford Marine and ATV location in North Woodrock or Hot Springs and get an amazing deal on your new Sea-Doo personal watercraft. Like the versatile Sea-Doo GTI SC-130 with a boarding ladder, touring seat, variable trim system, and premium audio. And you can get financing as low as 3.99%. It's lake time, so hit the water on your new Sea-Doo at your Bradford Marine and ATV location in North Woodrock or Hot Springs today.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up, and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price, and there's no hoops or no negotiations to jump through to get to the bottom line. I don't like saying so many thousands off. That's very confusing. Off of what? And does that affect my interest rate? So I like to keep things simple. My promise is this. We will not be undersold. We value your time and your decision. Come visit us in Sherwood on Roaring Road or check us out with our green tag pricing on FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big, like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at LittleRockZoo.com.
The Butcher Shop Steakhouse has always been your favorite go-to for those nights out with family and friends. But did you know they're also now open for lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 2? And with a full menu featuring tenderloin salads, fried catfish, those famous shaved prime rib sandwiches, and everyone's favorite steak burgers. So whether it's dinner plans, watching the big games in the bar, or now even for lunch, it can all be found at the Butcher Shop Steakhouse.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics, with locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
There you go. Mama told me not to come. 6:45 here, Morning Mayhem. You just tuned in. We are having technical difficulties. Love some of the responses we're getting from our listeners. Thank you so much for hanging in there with us. I don't know what it's like, Roger, if people are on YouTube and Twitter and all that. So we're trying to make this work. We're over here at Ava Bella. Don't forget, Didi can take care of you, even if you don't come in here. Just get on the website. That will help. We'll get her back on here in a second to tell you what to do there. We're taking your mom songs, as we do every year, Mom, and
TV moms and movie moms, but especially your music moms. Let's hit a couple messages real quick. Basil, not so fast, my friend. There are multiple lists out there with a minimum of about 40 songs each about moms, kind sir. Well, I just said I know there's a bunch of them, but I think there's only 5 or 10 that are quality. There's a lot of them that list moms in there, but I'm not sure if they're outstanding mom songs. We'll hit the list here shortly. Someone says that 94.1 The Point doesn't have these problems on the road. Maybe y'all should borrow their equipment. I'm game with it. Let's see here. Someone says that this is real radio. Love it. Yes, that's the second time somebody has said that. By the way, I don't know, Roger, if anybody, I guess, can see you operating on YouTube. They can see you doing your thing. Someone said this is a blank show, but I still listen. Ron says, welcome to Morning Mayhem, Mr. Wizard. Yes, that's true. Right. Of course, Christian, you had problems with the zone too.
Yeah, we've had issues, I mean, on every show I've done, so.
That's right. Someone says, a bass sounds like Bubble Boy off Seinfeld. I have not seen that episode, so maybe we sound a little bit better. I don't know. Here's one. Brady and Conway said, Road Trip Connections. I thought you guys had this all figured out. You said it's so much better in Ireland. That is true. We had better connections in Ireland and a cleaner show for 4 hours than we do sometimes when we're 15 minutes away from the station. Now, one of the things I brought up earlier, for those who missed it, there was a discussion that was held, and we've already gotten a response. Women are debating, are men who play video games a turnoff? So apparently there's a woman who went viral on social media saying it's unattractive for a grown man to play video games, and then it got like 15 million comments. And so this was an interesting comment by a listener who said, where's it at? It was the other way around, though. It was, I got a divorce from my wife of 40 years because she could not get off games. And she said, they said it's escapism, and I don't like it. So there was a man who divorced a woman over video games. So that's a new
wild
one to me. I've not heard that one. Christian, you're a young guy. You're 29. You're still in that range where Terrence won't get mad at you for playing games. What do you think the cutoff where you guys have put the games up, stop playing them, and be a man?
I don't think there is a cutoff. Why do I have to stop playing video games? It's a hobby.
I think I've done everything I'm supposed to do,
and I've taken
that's
care
right,
of all
right.
my chores, why can't I sit down and play a video game for a little bit? I don't understand. What's wrong with that?
I think little bit is the key. I think what we're talking about is somebody who you're playing for 2-3 hours.
I'll do that as well, but I'm not shirking my responsibilities as a dad or as a worker or anything. But I'll sit down and play a video game if I have time. You know,
I think that's a generational thing. I think if you've been married for 30 years and your wife would go get your butt in here in the bed and be with me or whatever, or read a book next to me. I think it's more the separation, more than anything. It's like, hey, pay attention to me. I don't think it's a problem if you're doing it short term. Especially, I know a lot of dads who play with their sons or vice versa. And I think it's more guys than women. That's why it's sort of surprising to see this one about the woman. He divorced his mom. Wow. A couple other things. Mama told me not to come. We just got through playing that. That was one of the ones that was submitted. Stacy's Mom is a great one. Has got it going on. There's a mother song by John Lennon. There's some good ones out there, and we'll continue to play them throughout the show. I want to go to Roger. I feel like I've sort of kept Roger out of the show here. Roger's been trying to do his best MacGyver. He's frustrated. We were supposed to have the face-off today, his skin versus mine. I can tell that you've been really washing. I can tell the face is really clear, and I know you're disappointed.
That too. I've been washing my face as well. That's exactly right. Justify, not Jumanji. Justify was the horse.
Very good.
And it was also, thank you to Mike Mobley for sending that one, but that was also the horse that I think disqualified. Was disqualified or did they take the crown away? I don't know if they took the crown away or not, but it's a tainted triple crown, the last one, Justify. Nothing like American Pharoah. All the mama songs are coming in. That's fantastic. I'm like you, Baz. There's a ton of mama songs, but not all of them are good. But I think for the most part they are. How many daddy songs are there? Daddy Don't Walk So Fast. There's that one going away. I don't know of anything else. Step on a crack, break your mother's back. They don't say anything about your dad. Don't worry about your dad. You know, don't worry about that. He just wants, you know, he just wants you to be happy. No, he wants stuff too. I mean, forgive me. It's the computer. It's the frustration here. I want everybody to have a good time. Listen, whether we're here, back at the station, or wherever, we're at Ava Bella Day Spot today. This is the last Thursday. And if you're like Signal Media, you got direct deposited your check last night for today, which means this is also a pay period weekend. Yes, it's got to be. So if that, now you know, if you have to wait till tomorrow, if it's Friday, this is the place to come. AvaBellaDayspa.com. You can go online. You can order a gift certificate that'll show up at her email. Even if it's Sunday morning as you're getting ready for early church, you can do that and have it done. Or come in here, and while you're here, go ahead and pick up a candle or maybe some other product that she may have. Look in her drawer, look in her makeup bag, and see if there's something she's low on. And call Dee Dee or come to Dee Dee, bring it over and take a picture and say, this is what she's low on. Do you have this stuff right here? Chances are they do, or she'll tell you exactly where you can go and get that sort of thing, David.
Roger, I'm looking at some of the messages here. This obviously hit a nerve here. It's no different than watching a show, movie, reading, or any other hobby. She wants to spend time with me while I want to enjoy my hobby. Sit in the room with me or get on your computer and join me.
That's the big one.
Anyone says 44-year-old male who plays video games for relaxation. No different than reading a book. Listen, I'm not judging. I'm just asking the question.
Well, you'd rather why play a game when you could have sex with me? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. Why not? But here's the other thing. How many years ago was it that we just found out that they're teaching classes and people are making a bank on doing the video games? Now, that's a different group of people. That's also the group of people that do not have very many social skills because they're staying in their house. They're not going out and doing all. We need more youth to party, okay? You need to be out there. You put the computer down. Get you a designated driver. Those were even way back when we were kids. And go out and get, you know, get, let the cops stop you, you know, for being out and partying too long or 2:30 in the morning and you're driving home safely. Go out and do that. We need you to be more social about that. And we've got a lot of people that are talking about the video games. And I played with the kids, but it was never my deal. But you got to remember, we went from flip phone to BlackBerry, and every year the phones changed. The last thing I played, I remember when the computers first came out, Minesweep. That was about it for me. It was Minesweep and Farmville. That was about it, and then some Mario stuff. I'm not a big gamer. But I think Joshua, Josh Kelly, and his wife, I think they're gamers. They come to, Oakland all the time. And I think they're 30. So, you know, they're gamers.
Well, again, I see another message here from 87. I'm 46 years old. I play video games after my wife and kids are in bed.
Yeah.
As long as I don't have anything to do, I need to finish. That's Christian, are you defensive over this topic or no?
Well, I just don't see what's different with video games as opposed to any other hobby.
I think it's the overuse of it. I think if you do it every once in a while, I think some people may say if you
probably
read a
overdo
book,
anything.
The question is too: which is more beneficial for your brain and for your person? Reading a book, watching a movie together, with you, or playing? And maybe it depends on the game if you're playing.
Yeah, it depends what book you're reading. Depends what game you're playing. Blah 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 blah. Yeah.
So if it's a game that kills 70 people and it's a war game, I don't know. I mean, Roger's right. You know, we grew up in the basic game area. We haven't played.
We had Tetris, Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man. That's when they came out and did that. Now we're getting a lot of folks that are saying that they're couples that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool if that's what you want to do. But some of us are also addicted to Facebook. So that could be your game and you're addicted to that. I do get the thing, the escapism and that sort of stuff. But if you're not doing, if you're not vegging out on drugs and alcohol and doing that and doing nothing like that, you're stimulating your mind somehow. But I also think that I think playing these video games is a gateway drug.
Someone says, less Xbox, more tackle box. Get out and go fishing. There you go. Well, again, everybody, yeah, Christian, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, yeah, you can do both.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was an interesting topic. We'll continue to take
Cheris likes to watch me play video games.
She likes to watch you play video games.
Yeah, story.
Okay.
Whoa, hey! What did I just walk in? She likes to watch you what?
Play video games.
Okay.
Yeah, not what you were thinking.
So you're playing a video game because your baby is asleep, and
right.
your oldest child is doing something to where you're able to do the video game.
Or
what is your
also.
Snack of
yeah.
choice?
You said, what is the snack of choice?
What is your snack of choice when you're playing video game? First of all, when you get to playing a video game, because now you can sit down, Christian, and play video games, how long are you in it before you're interrupted? Now, and don't, because I got the kids and that sort of thing, how long will you do it if it's uninterrupted? Your wife and the kids are gone for the weekend. How long are you going to be in front of that video game, and how long are you going to play?
Oh, I would maybe play for like 4 or 5 hours straight.
For 4 or 5 hours straight, you will do that.
If I had the time to, I would play.
First of all, you're in your underwear. What?
If I had the time to, I would play for a while.
If you had the time, you would play for a while. So you're sitting there, you're vegging out, you're eating, you got Cheetos, you're drinking. What are you doing? What are you drinking?
Well,
what are you doing?
I don't snack a ton. I would probably make a pizza, though. Probably make a pizza and eat a pizza. I don't snack a ton.
I guess you can't.
I don't know if you've seen my figure, Roger, but I'm not too hefty. I don't snack a
lot. That's a great point. Well, yeah, you're working it off as you're running from the cops and car alarm 4.
Yeah, so we'll continue to take calls on that if you want to be a part of that conversation. I got another great one, too, about the Pope I mentioned earlier. We'll do that at the 7 o'clock hour. Also, societal norms that people are ditching in 2026, things that we used to do all the time, we're not doing them now, and they're traditional things, but we're dumping them. So we'll talk about that. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, we are having technical difficulties. We'll continue to work on it. Hopefully, maybe at the top of the hour, we'll get this fixed. We're here at Ava Bella out in West Little Rock. Rodney Parham and
Markham
and Shackelford. Rodney Parham called earlier today. That's what I get mixed up on. Sorry about that. Yeah, hey, we've got to say, too, congratulations to 4 golf teams in the state of Arkansas. The Razorbacks, UALR, Arkansas State, and UAPB all going to the NCAA golf playoffs. So that's exciting. Got the Razorbacks playing at 1 o'clock today in softball versus Alabama. That's also a big, you know, obviously a big matchup there as Alabama's a top 10 team. And, of course, too, you've got the guys playing Oklahoma this weekend. So hang in there with us. We'll see if we work this thing out. We maybe hear from Joe Klein. Melinda Mayo stopping by, and hopefully we'll get this thing figured out. If you want to be a part of the show, we need your help. You'll get more attention today than any time. 661-1037. We're live from Ava Bella. Don't go away.
Sports.
We've got that wood.
I got that wood.
And much more than you can handle on 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the